Precious, you forget your cue. This is so stupid. Why are we singing Christmas carols when we should be out searching for the precious? But my love, we changed the song to make it better. Please, do it for me. For us. Well, yes, we meant for us. Ready? Go ahead. Oh, good. Over the Andron and through Mirkwood to find the precious we go. Gollum leads way and Smeagol obeys as the search for the precious unfolds. Over the Andron and through Mirkwood, across the river we swim. He chills our bones and freezes our toes as into the forest we go. Over the Andron and through Mirkwood, the spiders is not so nice. They all trust to eat the fat hobbit. Feet. Well, actually, that's just fine. Over the Andron and through Mirkwood, where did the precious go? We searched high and low, we looked to and fro, but where it is, we don't know. Over the Andron and through Mirkwood, and then right back to our cave. The precious is lost, a very dear cost for failing the riddle game. Over the Andron and through Mirkwood. The precious is lost, my love. Oh, there, my love. We will find it again. Hurrah for good times. When the precious refines, the Bargainsies must die!
You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at Lotro from a casual point of view. A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag.com. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get 25% off your first month. We're also brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get a $25 gift certificate to Jinx.com.
And good evening and welcome to episode 119 of A Casual Stroll to Mordor Christmas edition.
Yes, it's Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yes, happy holidays to you and your ring bearer.
Yes. Am I your ring bearer?
Yes, you are. You bear my ring.
Anyway.
So what did you do this week?
This week, I had a flat tire, which was horrible and made me late for the dumps.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it's considered some sort of dumb curse because it wasn't a couple weeks ago that Opie Dumb had the same thing and that's why you filled in.
Yeah, he had that problem and he seemed to have pretty much an ordeal just like we did.
But yeah. Anyway, when I logged in, they were doing the Tomb of Elendil, so because they only had five, and it's something that Hoppy Dumb wanted to get done for some reason, even though we're a little high for it. But so we finished that off, and then for the life of me, I could not remember what we did after that. I've been wrecking my brain. I was like, it'll come to me. All I remember is we did the Tomb of Elendil, and then something else.
And then
I just remembered.
Okay.
Those battle instances in Angmar.
Oh, wow. How was that?
Like the skirmishes before there were skirmishes.
Right. How'd that go for you?
We won.
Oh.
We only did one because I was already an hour late and they were doing Tomb of Elendil and I only had time for that. But yeah, we won. It was fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway. More important to me, not that the dumps are not important. I didn't mean that. The dumps are very, very precious to me. But your festival is out, which I love festivals.
Really?
Love. So the Yule Festival is out. So now all of my characters are now sitting in Winterhome. If you find a gold something, that's me, probably. There's also a Silvers, who's a burglar, but she's not very friendly. She has the title of Creep, and she is, has last name Dumb.
And are you enjoying it?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Well, anything in particular that you're enjoying about it?
The new horse, I think, is very pretty. Some people are calling it the same. It's like, I guess it looked almost like similar coloring to the Fall Festival. But if you look at it in game, it's more white. The picture made it look more cream.
Oh, really?
Like, like the Fall Festival mount. But it really is more white. It's called the Frosty
Steed. The Frosty Steed.
Yeah. So
I like it.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, Eki is a Scrooge. He's saying, "Bah, Yulfus." Yeah, so I thought that was very pretty. The new quests, I can talk about that when we get to the news, but the new quests are pretty fun, I thought.
So Opinion did a good job?
I thought so, yeah.
Good. Anything else?
Nope, that's it for me.
So I have actually kind of... All right, so I log into Guild and see the kinship message that they're going... I logged into the game, and I saw that the kinship message said that there was a Dragok raid on 12:30. So I said to myself, "Self, your wife is stuck in Winterhome. She is not coming out for the month that it is going on.
Nope.
It might be time to level that guardian, so you can see if you can get into that raid." So I decided to pick up the guardian and move forward. And I'm currently
level... You never once invited me out to go do anything. That's what I'm saying.
And so... and so I am now level 71. And... it's pretty much the same. as it was a couple of weeks ago, a month ago. So... it's alright. It's interesting. It's, I still don't know what to pick as far as items go. Like... do I pick the thing with a bunch of vitality on it? That's all. I don't know. I
would assume so, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
But isn't your main stat might?
Yeah, the main stat is might.
Yeah. Or you're off. For, well, that's if you're hitting things. Yeah, for
offense and stuff and block and stuff like that.
Oh, so, for block as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I need a lot of vitality because I'm supposed to have, like, a lot of hit points and stuff. And stuff.
And stuff.
I'm obviously very good at this.
Things and stuff.
And then I've just been doing a little bit of crafting as well. Trying to get crafting up for some apparent reason. Well, I mean, you do it. You do the crafting and then you...
I think you're still working on your woodworker for me?
Yes. And the woodworker will be the next one going through Moria and stuff like that. So I tried the hunter and I just wasn't having that much fun with it. Not that there's anything wrong with hunters. It's just it wasn't fun. So that's always a good indicator to me that... you should do something else. If you're not having fun, you're not going to like it, you know, period. So, yeah, I'll probably try it. I mean, the extra dynamic with the bear is fun. And then I like the way that my lore master looks. He's very cool looking. That's the guy with all the dead animal stuff on him. Yeah.
Yes, I know.
Which makes sense because he's lore master. And obviously he's friends with animals and he kills them.
And then he wears them if they don't behave.
And then people are like, "That's really weird." And I go, "I know." But, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. Somehow it made sense when I first did it, but now
and then you're like, sense. "He looks cool. I'm not changing."
Can you tell why I'm not a role player? He liked the animals, so he killed them and he wore them.
Those, well, only the bad animals.
Only the bad ones. If they don't tank it right, or if they just don't flank enough, they just...
If they don't greet you properly, like, on the "Good wall morning, they go. Sir," they're on the back.
Yeah. So, yeah, on the wall it goes. But, yeah, the Guardian, it's fast. That's the only thing I can say. I don't remember being this fast. And it seems fast.
Yeah, you're doing fine. I've been at 68 for months.
Yeah, but you don't care. You're just like, "No, I don't care. I don't, there's nothing up there.
I'll get there eventually.
Eventually I'll get there. I'm a
minstrel." I was thinking about that earlier. So it's like, you know, this would really bug me. Like, BE, which is before Baby Hobbit.
Yeah.
To be such a horrible player. Because I don't care about this stuff. I never really did care about anything. But when I played WoW and we were raiding, I was like, okay, I'm going to get this spec and then I'm going to get this gear. And I was planned out and prepared to do stuff.
Yeah.
And I do not do that anymore.
No, you're just pretty casual.
I do not have time for that nonsense anymore.
You're just all about having fun and, you know, whatever
strikes your fancy. I miss it sometimes when I see people doing stuff and it's like, oh, well, I, you know, worked at it. I could do it too, but
it's just not a priority for you.
Nope. Don't have the time I used to.
That's fine. We have plenty of people that we know that write in that some are like, I've done Dragok on hard mode and I've already done the Tower of Orthanc clearing through tier 2 hard mode challenge stuff. And then we have the people like, yeah, I'm 30. I've been playing for 4 years.
I'm somewhere in between that.
Yeah, so there's plenty of styles. And the thing is, you know, the key it goes back to what makes you happy. And if that makes you happy, you know, that's fine. If it doesn't, you'll level up and you'll have, you know, it's not a big deal. You won't have a hard time. It's, you know, once you find out, once you discover that following the epic book is how you go from quest area to quest area, you'll have an easy time. Most of the quests are pretty straightforward and, you know, easy enough. So, and after that, I'm still, to go back to the crafting, the reason why I mentioned the crafting is that I'm still a little irked about the whole, you know, about some of the gated stuff, about how, like, some of the recipes, since there were so few recipes, in my opinion, that were released with this tier of crafting, I'm still annoyed that there are some things like the vitality food is gated by Men of Rohan. So it's like, I mean, that's why I picked my hunters, because he's the cook.
Okay.
So if I want to make that for myself, I have to level him up to Isengard and get friendly with the Men of Rohan, which means I've got to take him to like 72 or something like that. So that irritates me. It's a little irksome, but I guess it is a way to promote having people either level up or economy or whatever. So all you guys out there that can make I think it's like mushy peas or something like that.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. Or I could be completely wrong. I am.
You would eat mushy peas.
Yeah, it's probably calories. Something like baked Alaska, and I'm just like, it's mushy peas. And they were made by a guy named Steve. So, yeah, no.
Guy named Steve.
You finally caught it.
Yeah, sorry.
So I'll be hitting the auction house for that sometime in the future. But I wondered why I never saw that.
What level is your hunter right now?
He is 51. That's how demotivated I am. Wow. He's like, he got 51. I'm like, yay, I got 51. I'm not having fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a while before you can get some.
I think once I have a character that's allowed on raids, or that's raid suitable, maybe I'll be a little bit cooler about it and won't have a problem.
I logged in my Runekeeper to move her to Winterhome. Also, she won a lottery, which I didn't know. So that was bonus. I didn't have any room to pick up my lottery winnings. And I went through and I cleared out probably half a bag by just turning in the rep stuff that I can now click on and get the rep item.
Right.
The rep, you know. I just went, oh, there's some Lothos spears. Ding, 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 ding. I got to clear out so much of my bag because it's not there anymore.
It's pretty convenient, isn't it?
I was very happy with that. That's a good change.
Yeah, I was actually able to get a lot of Thorin's Hall rep that way because all I have to do is I had a whole bunch of it sitting in my bank, my shared storage from during Sarner stuff. So, yeah, it's just ding, 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 ding. Ah, you could buy a goat, you know, if you have that 5 gold.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Can you go get some of those things for me?
That is the most boring zone in the world.
I don't care.
I'm glad.
I'm not doing it.
Right. Next time I'm there with my captain, I'm sure. And I think that ties it up for what we've been up to.
Sure.
We can head into Town Crier.
And now, the Town Crier.
All right, in official news, Lotra wins MMO Sanctuary Gamers Choice Award.
They won several rewards, actually.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm.
So they won Best Free MMO, Best Expansion, which is Rise of Isengard, of course, and Game of the Year.
All three. These are gamer choices, so gamers pick them. Maybe you. We don't know. The only one that everybody's kind of like, best expansion. I don't know that there was a whole lot of other... I can't think of another expansion.
Well, it's interesting to know. I mean, I can take a scan, but, you know, there was a discussion on this that I've heard other people talking about, which is, you know, what qualifies as an expansion? Does new downloadable content, does, like...
Oh, yeah, that makes it a little more difficult. Update,
does that...
Do most games even do expansions any longer?
Yeah, because I think DC Universe calls it, like, they sell them in, like, packs. And I don't know if they consider it to be an expansion. So, I guess it depends on what they consider an expansion or not. So, it's got to be difficult with this landscape going on.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I was kind of like, I don't know any, but you're right. They might be not calling them expansions any longer.
Right.
Anyway, they won all three. Congratulations, Lotro.
Way to go. You can do it.
They did. They did do it.
So it looks like Turbine's got a little bit of a Christmas Day thing going on.
Yes. If you log in tomorrow, we're recording on Christmas Eve, like we said. If you log in tomorrow on Christmas Day, there's going to be GMs that are going to be handing out Cremello Steeds. That's the Pax Pony. You probably know it as the Pax Pony.
Yeah.
But the Cremello Steeds on Christmas Day at random. Just who knows who will get one.
Yeah. That's all we know. It's random. And it will be on Christmas Day.
Yep. I think it's very nice. They don't have to do this.
Yeah, they definitely don't have to.
GMs are playing on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
to do this. It's very nice.
No, it's very cool. And, you know, it gives some fun also to the GMs as well, who probably are not.
Oh, yeah, being able to give stuff away. That's awesome.
And they're working on Christmas Day. So that makes them, you know, gives them a little bit more fun. Something to do.
I wonder, it'd probably just appear in your like an email or something. They're giving away
that's a good question.
I thought I read that they're giving away codes because Krell commented that they're giving away as codes, making them, they're the account-wide steeds because some of the ones that they gave on the lottery were just like that character got it and nobody else.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So giving you the code means that you're getting an account-wide steed like the PAX ones were.
Very cool. Always nice to have something that's account-wide. I'm a big fan of account-wide.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I thought this was nice, and I thought it was worth mentioning, so.
Yeah, way to go. There are also official screenshots released of the Isengard instances, and that is Dargnuk Unleashed, Fangorn's Edge, and Pits of Isengard. All of which I have not been into.
Still, only one I've seen is Fangorn's Edge, and that was on Boar. But the pictures are true, and I loved that one, the second one for Fangorn's Edge, where you're, like, still in the forest, but Isengard's in the background.
That's pretty cool. That's a nice little touch.
Yes. So, I don't know anything about the other dungeons at all, and it doesn't include the tower, because that one had its own special screenshots.
Right.
Already, in case you're wondering. But there's five instances. Are we still missing an instance?
No, these are just the three mans, it looks like.
Okay, so this is just three mans. Got it. So the six man probably hasn't been released.
Somebody's gonna. Just waiting for somebody to correct me.
I don't know. I know that Fangorn is a three man. Which one is the six man then?
Don't remember. Let's see. Is that the Foundry?
Oh, it could be.
So, if I got that right, that's awesome. Yeah, I think it's the Foundry.
That sounds correct enough for me.
Okay.
I approve.
Yay. What's next? Because I closed my tabs accidentally.
Okay. The Yule Festival is now active. This started on the 20th, and it's running on the Lotro forums. I don't know if this is correct, but on the community calendar on the Lotro site, it says until January 31st, which makes it a very long run.
Wow. Really?
It seems a little too long to me. But I think I want to say that it was long last year. They might be running it longer simply because there's so many holidays. They probably think that some players can't participate. So that's possible. But anyway, it says until the 31st. If that changes, I'll let everybody know. But right now, I'm going with what it says in the community calendar. For the most part, things are the same. There is a new deed for called Cool Reception, which gets you the title Gatherer of Cool Company. This is from building the snowmans for the new quest. There's five types of snowmen. If you build each one of those types of snowmen, you get the title. The consumables are now part of that consumable deed, which makes them a skill. Except for the Frostbluff Rotten Flute, Rotten Fruit, and Frostbluff Flower Petals, because those you get an item in your pack, but it's reusable every minute. And so it's not a skill, but it's a non-consumable. It's not going to go away after you use it. So that does exist still. Other than that, there's three new quests, I believe, that are new this year. Yes. Cold as Ice, where there was those ice scrims on the lake last year that didn't do anything. That's associated with that quest this year.
Right.
The Abominable Snow Beasts didn't have a quest last year. They have a quest this year. And then there's a new quest to build snowmen, which I've already mentioned. Apart from that, we know if you did the quest, the final quest of Help the Poor or Help the Rich last year, they are not repeatable on that character because it was hooked to a deed that required you to do 30 quests in Winterhelm. You can't reset the deed. The deed's done. So you've already done this.
Yeah.
So if you missed out on one of the sets, just bring an alt to Winterhelm. You can be low level and do all this stuff.
Yeah, it's very low level friendly.
Right. All the stuff is shareable. You can put it in shared wardrobe and it's just fine. If you are looking for the blue outfit, you have to help the poor. And when you help the poor, the blue outfit will come to you as a quest and it's triggered 40 days past when you completed it. Help the poor.
Wow. Okay.
So next month. You'll get that one. Frostbluff Theater is the same as last year. I did not find any changes to that whatsoever, but it was a good event, so I don't see any reason why to change it. I think that the thespian title may still be broken.
Oh, really?
I'm hearing that, but I have it, so I can't test that.
Now, what part of that was broken?
Before, if you played all three roles, if you played as a protagonist, a villain, or an extra, you had to play all three, you would get the title Thespian. I've heard that it's broken still.
Okay. Well, that's...
You can buy
it. That would be awful.
You can buy the title in the theater from the Hobbit concession guy, which I think is what I did last year.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
I had so many tokens, I was like, whatever, done. Anyway.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Okay, so is there anything else?
Yes, snowball fight. Sorry.
That's okay, keep going.
The snowball fight has been slightly altered. The quests themselves are the same, but being hit by a snowball has been changed in that it now has a stacking effect. I've seen it go up to tier 5. I don't know if it goes in here. I was standing in the middle. And first of all, I'm Golden Star. Everybody was hitting me with snowballs just because they saw my name and recognized me. And
that's what I do.
Also, I was saying, please hit me. Please hit me. Please hit me. Because I was trying to see how high I could stack this up. And the highest I could get was 5. So I don't know if there's more. There may be. But what it does, it gives you a run speed debuff and increases the duration on your skill inductions. But it only lasts 6 seconds, so it's not like you're majorly hampered for a long time. So the snowballs pack a little bit of a punch, but it's very temporary. Other than that, all the other quests seemed the same. I couldn't find anything wrong. I couldn't find anything different, rather. And like I said, there's the new Frosty Steed. It's kind of like a grayish color. Its tack is like a white and silvery blue. It's very pretty. There are 2 new cosmetics and 4 maps that are available with this. Those are new this year.
Okay.
What's insane?
I was saying somebody in the chat room was commenting about how they had given up on the food eating quest.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it nearly drove you insane last year.
Yeah, I had a hard time with that. Even using my pro tips, there was times where I just didn't finish it. But... I got it done, so I'm not doing it again.
Yeah. Anything else that's going on with the Yule Festival?
I believe that's it. I do like the look of the fancy winter cloak. I also have a picture of it dyed green, which looks very pretty if you ask me.
Right.
Uh, the warm winter cloak. I can see somebody liking it, but it's just not my style.
Okay. And did you happen to mention, and maybe this isn't store news, about the Yule cloaks?
Oh, I added a note to the bottom of the Yule Festival Guide, which I didn't mention that either. There's a Yule Festival Guide on our website in case you want to check that out, where I list in painstaking detail every quest and how you can do it all. Takes a while to do this, by the way. Let me scroll forever till I find that. Hold on. Scrolling. It's a very long guide. Okay. Quartermaster Yu has posted that the old Yule Festival cloaks are now available in the Lotro store. And it's like the snow cloak and the bear skin cloak, I believe is what they were.
Right.
They're not available in game, but they are available in the store in case you want to buy them that way.
Okay. Moving on, there is a producer's letter, and it's...
What?
I'm trying not to say the word basically, but it is basically just a recap of what they did this year.
And yeah, there was no peeks into what 2012 is bringing. Yeah. It's all about what happened in 2011.
They do say that they will have more content than you've ever seen in any time since our launch in 2007. And that they'll be unveiling the details with you after the new year. Ho, ho, ho. That didn't make sense for new year, but whatever.
No.
And we moving on. Okay, just some momentary notices. Last week, I mentioned how the ready button issue was causing people in the Instance Finder not to be able to have the ready button even show up. They think they found a fix for that. It should be updated in update 5.1. The temporary fix for that is for the people who are having the ready button issue or anybody else in the group to be near the party leader in the same area. So that is the temporary fix.
Okay.
Yeah, store news. Bandages are back in the store.
I still have mine. I didn't use them.
Don't really think they're that useful, but whatever.
I never remember that I have them, is what my problem is. When I was clearing out Golden Storm's inventory, trying to make room for my lottery innings, I was like, oh, I have bandages.
Yeah, I don't ever take the time to be like, I have bandages. I will use them, and then I will jump and hope I still do not die.
Are you supposed to use it before or after?
I thought it was before.
I thought it was to remove a broken leg after.
Okay, then maybe it's used afterwards.
Maybe it does prevent. I don't know.
I don't know. It's like 10, 15 seconds. It doesn't really bother me.
My burglar has safe fall.
Yeah.
Everybody else jumps to their death, and I'm like, ta-da!
Yeah. But you know what is useful in the store?
What?
Apparently shared storage would be. But even though there's an upgrade button, it's not actually in the store.
Well, we talked about that, where the store announcement said that there was new vault space and there was new wardrobe space, but not new shared storage yet.
Unfortunately, the new tier of shared storage was not ready for release with Update 5, which is why you were able to see the upgrade button in-game, but it can't be seen in the store because it didn't actually get released. They hope to have it resolved in the near future, and they appreciate your patience. So, on to the daily specials. Which we can't really see in the future anymore because you changed your naming system for the images, Turbine.
Yeah.
Next time we will not release our special mastery.
Like it was so tricksy.
I know.
They used to have the images named with the date and I would just change the image name to find the next image.
The one episode that somebody from Turbine listened to.
Darns it.
Okay, so what are the daily specials?
It's December 24th, which is still today for a couple hours, is 25% off Relic Removal Scroll. This is the only way you can get relics off, correct?
Yes, it is. There is no other way. In the old system, you could every time that the LI leveled. However, they did away with that when they did the revamp. So this is the only way you can get it off of your legendary item. Which kind of stinks, but whatever. The next daily special is 25% off of Tomes of Vitality. Ooh. Yes. So is this all the tomes, all the tiers? Did they say?
That's the only image they put on their daily specials.
Okay, so nondescript.
There is no information other than the image.
So
all that's text that is below that image is me.
Yeah, check the price. They're usually about 295 turbine points. The sale will make them around 222-ish. If you need vitality, and like you're a tank or something, or if you just die a lot like I do
and you want some extra health,
you might want to buy these. They're not bad. I've purchased most of them, I think. I like the tomes, actually.
The tombs?
Yes, the tombs. I am making a conscious effort not to
you
say that.
You did very well. I shouldn't tease you.
Thank you. It took me 5 seconds to say tomes, and I still have to correct myself in my mind, but I did it. The weekly sale.
Wait, I know what the 26th is.
What did you do? Did you figure it? Never mind. We're not going to tell you, Termine. We know you're listening.
Yeah, well, I'm not explaining how I know, but the 26th is a legacy tier upgrade. It's 15% off.
A legacy tier upgrade. Not a bad one. But I think that those can be done through skirmishes. Bind Leaf is in the chat room.
I'm sure there's a scroll of empowerment. I researched this myself. And the scrolls of empowerment is what they're called in game.
All right.
They're not called the same. But you can get them from skirmishes. You can get them from barter vendors in the higher level areas. Obviously, they're higher level because legendary items are 50 plus. But yeah, these are 15% off.
Okay.
On Tuesday.
And
is it Tuesday or Monday?
It'd
be Monday, right?
Monday. And what is the weekly store sale starting December 23rd? Free sample of the week. It's a 5% attack damage for 60 minutes. I bought it. For free.
You bought it for free.
It was interesting. It worked, I guess. I didn't die. So
what does a +5 attack mean?
+5% attack damage. You do 5% more attack damage.
Of whatever damage you have, like
that would be my guess, yes, of any, whether it's tactical, melee.
Let's say, whatever. Would it be different? Like would my minstrel have to go and thunk something with her club?
I don't think so.
Or is she able to just use her ballads and whatever? Anyway.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think it would be across the board. So.
Well, you can pick it up for free and figure it out and then let me know. Because
Did you do 230 damage or 231 damage?
No, for me and my club, it would be, did I do 12 damage or 15 damage? the coupon code to use for this is SLCA1D.
I don't know. That doesn't. You think they would be like snappy? Like
it's Slaka 1D.
See, I would be like PWNDMG.
PWN Pwn.
DMG.
Pwn damage. I like it.
And people will remember it.
You should totally make their codes.
That's I know. I should. Awesome. All right. So moving on to the actual weekly sales of stuff that will actually happen. Virtues are on sale this week. They are 20% off.
You should buy these, so I don't have to hear about your deeds anymore.
I can't, because then I would have to buy... I'm waiting to see what I get on Christmas, which is tomorrow. I can wait to see what I get.
What is it you want for Christmas?
To see if I get any point codes.
I went to GameStop with my sister to show her which ones to buy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But I know there's another horse coming out, dang it. So... trait slots are also on sale, 20% off. This get a thumbs up because you need them, especially if you're free to play.
Well, free, VIPs don't have, they get them all of them for free.
Right.
It may look like you don't have it because they're unlocked by level. So if you are VIP, you do have them all. They're just unlocked by level.
And yeah, we actually had somebody say that they were waiting for this because they wanted to buy them. Something that I need sometimes are skill deed bonuses.
Well, I want to say one more thing about the trait slots. If you're like 20 or something, don't worry about these right now.
Yeah, because
they're on sale all the time.
Yeah, and you can only unlock, you know, we say this all the time, but you can only unlock ones that you have unlocked on your character, and they're done by level. So, yeah.
I say around the 40 range is when you're going to notice them. Yeah,
that's a good time. Mm-hmm. And skill deed boosts. Now, these are, because I have bought these by accident, because I do not read. Okay. I tend not to read sometimes. And, yeah, these are ones, like, I can see this especially being handy if you wanted to do it, like, for resurrecting, like, the resurrecting one.
This is, you need to unlock a deed for your class.
Yes.
So, your minstrel has to get a critical on shout so many times.
Yes.
Your minstrel has to res somebody so many times. Your captain has to res somebody so many times. That's not used for the captain because his reses are on cooldown.
But yeah, that stings for the captain.
But anyway, things like that. You have to use, I don't know what, you know, you have to use Song of Aid 2,000 stupid times. Something like that. That's what these skill boosts are for, and it will progress them twice as fast and will unlock the daily, because they have a daily limit. It'll unlock the daily limit, so you can use it for the 30 to 60 minutes, whatever ones you buy, just until it's over, and then they'll be locked. But I don't know. I did these just fine as I'm leveling up. I would look in my deeds list and see, oh, well, I'll find a way to throw that into my rotation.
Right. That's
just,
what usually what I
and do. And just too. Hit it every so often and it'll get done eventually. So
or I'll
some
put
of
it,
them you can't you can't help. Like my I'm still working on a deed on my burglar that they have to resist being missed. I can't help being resist. Although I did get my fellowship maneuver. Opium was a little worried that I wasn't going to get my fellowship maneuver one because we would fail at fellowship maneuvers because we're like skills. We are dumb after all, but I did get that one done. So, well, if I was solo, I wouldn't get that done because you can't do solo fellowship maneuvers. Anyway, I'm done talking.
All right. There's also a double bonus point and a 23,000 TP bundle sale going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, the bonus points are pretty much, you know, it's the normal packs where it's you can buy 500, 1250, 2200, 3750 for the USD prices, and then the bonus points are doubled. We see this all the time. It's very common.
Typically, lately, we've seen only the largest pack bundle.
That's true. Usually,
so this is all packs are doubled.
Not a bad buy. Reduces the cost to usually about 1 cent USD per point or less.
Mm-hmm. The bigger the bundle, the less per point.
Now, in a very odd offer.
I just went, what? And you just went, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's enough. So for $136.49 United States dollar, you can buy 23,000 turbine points.
23,000.
Usually this pack is apparently $200. I didn't even know it existed
before. I didn't
before.
Either. I don't think it did. I think I would have noticed this. I look at that stupid store offering all the time. I think it's new. It's probably its value is $200 and it's on sale.
Yeah, and it reduces it to about 0.5 of a penny per point.
Yeah.
Which is the best offer, but
it's $136.49.
Now, I could see this comparable to maybe like purchasing a. See, I kind of wondered if it's an answer to a lifetime account.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of turbine points.
Because it's about the same amount of money. And with 23,000, you could reasonably buy a lot of content.
You can buy all the content and then start beefing up your characters a little there, and that's a lot of turbine points.
So that way you could go from VIP to premium. You would have all the stuff that you already purchased or unlocked, and then you would have these points sitting in your turbine accounts.
Until it'd be great for someone who's been playing as a premium for so long, and you're just like, you know what? The best way for me to play this game is as premium. I don't want to pay a monthly subscription. I just want to buy what I get, and then I have it forever. This is the pack for them. This is like their lifetime subscription.
Quivit in the chat room says, the gift for the gamer that has fracking everything, 23,000 turbine points.
I know you want this for Christmas. You're not getting it.
No. I don't know what I would do with 23,000 turbine points.
You would go crazy. It would be spent in a day.
I'd probably buy the goat that's in the store. I probably would buy all those deeds for my character. Like,
Ebo is correct. You would still not be able to play as a freep in the moors.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
If you care about that, though.
That's kind of... They should really think about adding that sometime.
I would think that they would now that the creeps are in there. You would think that it'd be like an unlock that you have to purchase or something.
Maybe. It seems to me that that's something that they is either widely debated or kind of got left behind. And they're like, oh, the freep thing. Dang. I don't know if that's true or not. So moving into CSTM news, Alpha Man has caught up to the books releasing Volume 3, Book 4, and Book 5 this week in the lead series. I still haven't done that epic book. I totally should.
I think I'm book four.
Right. Well, you've actually gotten through a lot of the meat. You haven't been.
Oh, I've done all the books up until book four.
Yeah.
I've done volume one is done. Volume two is done. I'm still working on three.
Wow. You're doing better than I am.
I'm almost done volume one for the third time with my burglar.
My quest log is filled with different volumes and books.
Just random assortments. Yes.
Volume one, blah, blah, blah. Volume two, blah, blah, blah. Volume two, blah, blah, blah. Volume three. I think there's like four or five entries.
Oh, that's good.
That's how much of a non-completionist I am. And we also have poetry contest winners from Pine Leaf's Skirmish Poetry Contest.
Yeah, Pine Leaf give up 1,600 turbine points for a poetry contest for the blog. And our winner is Aiden Eccles. He did a poem for the Survival Barrow Down Skirmish. And his poem will be in a guide that Pine Leaf writes. And there's also a couple honorable mentions. There's one from Elros A.B., I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but Eluros. Pine Leaf loved all of your poems, and so he mentioned all of them in his honorable mentions. And Bob Patterson won the haiku of Nurzgashu.
Very cool. I love it. Oh, that's hysterical. Man, it's hot down here. Golodir has lost his mind. What's a fumarole?
It's a good question.
I like that. That makes me laugh. All right. I also did a plugin review for a huge bag this week and my return to video stuff.
And your what?
On my return to video stuff.
On your return to video stuff. Okay.
Yeah. Not as smooth as I usually do, but it was pretty good. I like
the plugin. I watched approximately 5 seconds of it, and in those 5 seconds, you were brilliant.
Well, thank you. No, it's a good plugin. Check it out. It's inventory replacement. I really like it quite a bit. And
it organizes things?
Yeah, it organizes. It sorts it using the SortPad plugin automatically, so it sorts everything.
I might like that.
You would really. I think you would like it. It's also the only tool that I've seen so far that if you have, like, two stacks that can be merged, it will merge them as well.
Hmm.
And also it lets you filter, like, if you want to see, like, what mounts do I have? Although you shouldn't have any mounts in your backpack unless you can't use them. Or what miscellaneous or what relics or stuff like that. You can filter out your views and it tells you how many slots you have free, how many slots you have, how many are used. And it's actually a pretty clever plugin that has, you know, several modes. It's a lot of work has gone into it and I really like it quite a bit. Yeah. I actually suggest that if you are new to plugins, this might be one that will break you in because it has a lot of functions, but you don't really have to go far into it to like get the full use out of it. Like I think buff bars confuses a lot of people because it has so much customization and revolves around using different, you know, buffs, knowing what they're doing and stuff like that. But Huge Bag is pretty simple and pretty intuitive.
So you're saying that my simple mind could handle this because it's organization and it's simple.
Well, it also reminds me of Arc Inventory, which is a plugin that we loved quite a bit.
I loved Arc Inventory.
It still doesn't, and this is, I think, very familiar. I think it's still a Lua constriction. It doesn't quite do all the stuff that Arc Inventory can do, but it is a step in the right direction.
Okay. Our poll last week was, hold on, I clicked on something stupid. What do you do while crafting? This was sent in by Thorlin Angry Hands by email. He wants to know, what do you do while, like, you're crafting a big stack of something? Do you stay there? Do you do something else? So that's what he's curious about. There was 854 voters on this poll. 35% say that they stay at the keyboard, but do something non-Lotro related, such as watch TV or, you know, browse the web.
Right. I don't know. That was my vote.
Yeah, so 20% say they go AFK. They actually get up and go away from the computer. 13% say they look at other aspects of the character, like they look at their gear, their traits, etc., while the character's just crafting away. 8% say that they watch their character craft. And 8% also say that they chat in-game to keep themselves occupied. 7% say that they do Lotro-related web surfing. Hopefully some of that is CSTM. 5% say that it's other. 1% say that they log into a different Lotro account, and the rest is kind of like even. They shop in the Lotro store or they visit my Lotro. Yeah.
Okay. What's this week's poll?
This week's poll is, why do your characters go to the Yule Festival? And they want to know what your primary goal with the Yule Festival is.
To find my wife.
Haha.
All right. So this week, we actually have a little special thing, kind of a Christmas thing, or holiday, as the case may be. We want to thank Shane of the PMS Clan, and he is currently playing on the Sword of... I can't even pretend to understand how this is pronounced, because it's Star Wars-y. Paul server. He has donated 2,500 point codes to us.
Woo!
10 are going to be given during the live show right now, and 10 are going to be available on the blog via the raffle copter that we commonly use. It'll be in the show notes for this one, or are we going to do a separate post?
Okay. Ready for me to start picking people?
Yes.
You need to count so I don't go over 10.
I need to count?
Count how many I give away, because I'm doing all kinds of other counting to give them away.
Okay.
So, number one is Raid a Tire. I'm sending you a message. You win.
Ride our tier?
It looks like, R-E-I-D.
The only person with an R. That starts.
There you go. The only person with an R. You win. You should have a message for me on the right. You should, probably answer that. Next person that wins is Virtual Ray.
Okay.
I sent him a message. Hold on. This is a way different number. Next winner is Blitz.
Okay, that's three. And you have to bear with us. As
I'm trying to count. He keeps shouting out numbers. That's three. Damn it. Faye Song. You win.
Yay, Faye.
Oh, Lord. Bjorn Cadfrid. You win!
Yay!
Daigle! You win! Advocate.
Interesting name.
Oops. Wait. I lost my count.
Okay.
sorry. Curvey. You win! How many are up to now?
I think that's seven.
Oh, Lord! I gave you one task!
No, you did.
Okay.
You did Face Song, Advocate, and then who is the person that you just did?
Curvey.
Okay, seven.
Mubble
is eight.
Kale by. You get a message from me. You win.
Is nine.
And one more. Bri. Hey, Bri.
It's ten. Okay. You should all have messages on the right hand side.
Yep, it looks like a little yellow envelope from me. Go ahead and Merrick's going to talk now while I answer all these messages.
Okay, so I wanted to thank Shane. Shane gave this to us. We do have a little bit of disclaimer. These were given to him. They are DDO branded cards, but they did work. I tested one. It does work, and it shows up in the Lotro store. I would, if you do have a problem with it, send us an email. We'll be giving 10 away during, on the blog later as well. So I have a little message for him. I want to totally let him plug what he's doing these days, since he was kind enough to donate these. He's not a Lotro player, but he's played Lotro before, and he's very familiar with Turbine. And today we have a special guest, Shane, H2O Shogi, from the H2O clan, that's part of the PMS clan, which is a kind of more like an online community that has a bunch of different games and a bunch of people who play in different kinships and guilds and stuff across different games and different platforms. And he has been kind enough to donate some codes from Turbine to us. And I wanted to give him the special chance to just say hi, Merry Christmas, and plug whatever he was plugging. So, Shane, you want to take it over?
Sure. Hello, everyone. Happy holidays. Figured I was in the giving mood and the codes were about to expire, so enjoy.
Thank you again.
I play games way too often, and it is always with my clan. I've been part of the PMS and H2O clan for about 7 years now. It's a great gaming community. We have just the community aspect, a casual gaming aspect, and we can even take it to the point where you can be competitive. It's a great place to check out. Just come to PMSclan.com, check out the forums, get to know some people. We play online, go to events. It's not a simple experience. You can get as much out of it as you want. So yeah, feel free to come by and introduce yourself.
Yeah, right now you're actually a part of one of the part of the clan that you're a part of is the SWTOR clan, isn't it?
Yes, we just started out 3 divisions for that. We have one on the Republic side that's PvE, and then we have the Sith, which we have a PvE and PvP going. We have about, say, 8 to 10 people online at all times in the guilds for each one right now.
That's awesome. And you guys have a lot of other divisions like Minecraft, League of Legends, Forsaken World, Call of Duty, Half-Life, anything that you can think of, really.
We have all kinds of divisions. If there is a division we don't have and you're part of the community, feel free to grab 7 other people. If we get 8 people that are interested in a game, can give a division a try, and we will give it a test period and can take off from there.
Awesome.
And everything.
Well, thanks again, Shane. I just wanted to, you know, give you a chance to plug it. And now I also have a go-to community for people who ask, you know, they're looking for a kinship in a different game that I don't play. This is a great place for them to go check it out. See if there's somebody that they want to hang out with, and a great community that's been around for a long time. I know I've heard of you guys a long time ago. So, just again, thank you. And happy holidays, man. Thanks a lot.
No problem. I hope to bring some more stuff in the future.
Awesome. So thanks again, Shane.
Thank you, Shane. That was very nice. We have some very appreciative people in our chat room tonight. Yeah.
And just to remember, that's PMS Clan on Sword of Angda Paul. Yeah. They have a lot of interesting names on for their servers. Right. And moving on to community news. Trailer for The Hobbit has been released.
Yes.
It looks epic. I really liked it. No, it's very cool. It's pretty epic.
The song in it is freaking amazing.
Yeah. Really looks like they're stepping it up. I was just thinking today how if they do 3D and IMAX, I know they're doing 3D, but if they do IMAX as well, 3D, I'm probably going to go see it. And it'll probably be the first IMAX 3D that I've seen.
I don't think I've seen one yet either.
And with that, we're going to head into Raise Your Glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
All right. Moving into letters, Dr. Stevel writes, "Dear CSTM pundits, I may have missed it on your Update 5 discussion, probably a senior moment, but it appears to me that they took away a lot of the Tier 6 and maybe lower recipes that you use. Yeah, they used to be able to buy from expert crafters, and now you get them in the scroll drops. I'm glad I leveled a lot of my crafters before this update. Is this true, or just an illusion sent to me by Saruman? Regards, Dr. Stevel, because there is no I and evil," and he spells that EVL. I don't know.
I don't know anything about this.
It didn't strike me that there really had been, but it's possible. I'm going to let the chat room throw in, but I'm in the same date where in the same thing where I bought a lot of my stuff and before the update went live. So if they were in there, I bought them, and if they weren't, I don't know if I would notice them not being there.
I have no answer. I have no idea.
Okay.
I wish I could help.
We'll see what the chat room has to say. Jan also writes in, "Hello, MNG. I really enjoyed the latest updates of LOTRO, but I have a question about skirmishes. I was always a big fan of skirmishes for several reasons, like cosmetics, special jewelry, XP, pots, armor sets, Heligarden and Numinous and other stuff, but since the currency consolidation, skirmishes kind of became obsolete. Yesterday I ran a skirmish solo on tier 3 with level 75 with my hunter. I finished it successful and all I got was around 110 marks and some bounty coins. That's all. And that amount of marks is, nearly the amount you need to barter for 5 level 75 power pots, morale and power pots. But isn't that a bit ridiculous? I mean, you need like 5 of those pots for a skirmish alone, so at the end you basically have nothing from the skirmish. And you can't do much with only the marks alone anyway. And since there aren't any special coins for special stuff like Rift Cosmetics, you could just run a few Isengard 3-man instances or libraries, such school, where you get way more marks, way faster, plus some medallions and chest loot. Okay, sure, you can run skirmishes as 12-man raids for Pale, for the chest loot and the Celebrimbor symbols at level 75, but except for that? So maybe I'm just blind, but for what reason is there to now run skirmishes except for mediocre XP at lower levels and maybe fun? Especially for the free-to-play guys who need to buy TP, there must be something that makes it worthwhile somehow now. Kind regards, Jan.
I don't think I've done a skirmish.
I haven't done a skirmish since then either. I honestly think that I know that some people were running, have been running skirmishes to level up their legendary items.
Hmm.
Or to grind legendary items. I think that if they are too low, Jan, a lot of people say do encounters for the medallions. A in the chat room is saying that. I would say that I'll have to take a look and a little bit more closely.
Didn't we send this to Pineleaf?
Yeah, I thought I sent it to Pineleaf.
He replied, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I'm going to look it up.
Did I miss that?
I don't know. Another one.
Oh, he did. He did reply.
Okay.
Okay, so this is what Pineleaf had to say. It is difficult for me to comment without more context. I know of no skirmish that awards only 110 at tier 3 at level 75. The lowest award I know is for the rescue of Nurzgashu, which I estimate will award 125 marks. I will guess that you are running the rescue while only completing one of the encounters. This should give about 110 marks. The only thing I can think of is maybe she's running it at lower levels. Rescue currently has the lowest awards for any skirmish that it, as it took quite a hit during the awards price adjustments that came up with update 5. This is because the awards were also adjusted for how long the skirmish takes, and rescue is one of the fastest skirmishes to run. 5 level 75 power pots cost 171, so you are right. Well, that's right. She can't be running. I wonder why she might not be running it lower, because she mentioned the level 75
right.
Power pots. So you are right that the total skirmish reward in T3 Rescue is well below this figure. Prior to Update 5, Rescue would award 150 at Tier 1 if you only ran one encounter. I never ran it at Tier 3, but I estimate that it would have awarded 187. If you added the daily bonus, then you would have 336. This is compared to the 537 power pots that would have cost prior to Update 5. The ratio of marks to cost of the pots appears to be the same. Note that I am comparing a pre-update 5-1 with a daily bonus to the post-update 5 without the instant finder bonus using the skirmish that had the deepest cut in its reward. Despite that, the post-update 5 run still provided a comparable value of for potion purchases. While I did leave out the special mark drops, these are offset by the relic and heritage rune drops you get under update 5. If you manage to go through a tier 3 skirmish with 0 relic drops, then you are very unlucky. Sure, I had runs where I received 0 relics, but I also had unlucky runs prior to Update 5 where I received no special marks. Note that the bonus for running a Tier 3 was increased in Update 5. It used to be 25%, now it looks like 60%.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's huge. If you can run any skirmish at Tier 3, I suggest running the instance using the Instance Finder to select the skirmish. If you can't, but run any skirmish at Tier 2, you may consider dropping to Tier 2 and using the Instance Finder, which will give you a better reward than Tier 3 without the Instance Finder, and may save you a few pots during the run. I also want to say that, yeah, Pineleaf makes a really good point. Rescue of Nurzgashu, if that's the one that you're running, it took a huge hit.
as far as rewards go.
They don't all reward the same anymore, because they found a lot of people running similar to like they did library and school. People would run this and get the reward. It was really quick, and you could do it by yourself. So they nerfed it. It got nerfed. So I was, you know, I also agree. Using the Essence Finder would probably be the best way to go.
Oh, it's a good idea.
Because it gives you the bonus.
Right.
And as far as low levels, now, it's true. Skirmishes do not give as much experience at low levels as they did. But that's because they didn't scale well. And they gave a whole bunch of experience when you were lower. And kind of leveled you up very quickly. But as you got higher, you didn't get as much experience.
Mm-hmm.
They've kind of flip-flop that around a little bit. They don't give as much experience as they did, but it does scale appropriately. So while it doesn't give a huge chunk, like you're not going to get like a quarter of level or something, you're still going to get better experience because the increased experience is built into the skirmish now. Maybe we should have Piling Fawn to talk about skirmishes.
Yeah, it seems like that would be a good idea.
Well, then he can correct pretty much everything that I said.
Then he'll be like, okay, you remember episode 119? Is that what the one we're on?
Throw that out.
Delete that one.
Merrick just talks. Okay, so.
Now Rick of Riddlemark writes, hey, Golden Star and Merrick, I just wanted to drop you a line and let you know that as my daughter and I were tracking Santa this Christmas Eve, I was brought to my attention that there's an Easter egg in Google Maps that gives you directions from the Shire to Mordor. I have no idea if this is old news, but it was news to me, and the first folk that I thought were of you were you two, so I thought I'd pass it on. Well, really, it doesn't do so much as give directions as to reiterate Boromir's warning that walking directions are in beta. Use caution. One does not simply walk into Mordor. Check the directions column after hitting the link, and then he has a link to the thing, which we'll share in our show notes. By the way, I've been an avid listener all year, and I started making sure that I grab the newest episodes on Sunday night and listen on the way to work on Mondays. So nice to have you to listen to twice. Thanks again for all your hard work and the blog and the podcast. I hope that there's plenty more in the new year. I'm sure there will be. Now, Rec of Riddermark.
Okay. Mel Eliel of Gladden says, greeting, Golden Star Merrick. Hope you guys have something fun planned for the holidays. Thanks so much for all the work you do with the podcast and website. I'm having a bit of an issue with buff bars and was wondering if you had experienced the same or had any advice. I'm using the new plugin manager to automatically load buff bars at login. However, it seems that as though the quick slots for potions / pots do not work unless I go into buff bars options and click the accept button. They are loaded in the buff bars for each character but pop up empty unless I click accept in the options each time I log in. The skills that I have set up, like Prelude for Morale on my RK and Wound Removal on my LM, all pop up, but the pots won't for some reason. Have you noticed this? I have the latest version of buff bars installed. Might try reinstalling if I see that it fixes. But thought you guys might have some ideas. Thanks much, Malaliel of Gladden. Alright. So, there is an issue with plugins. Especially, specifically, to inventory. I don't remember, but they said that one of the things about the plugin manager is that they load the plugins before it loads inventory bags. So if you have something in your inventory that gets stored, that you put into a quick slot, like on buff bars or even on Palantir or Bevia bars, tonic bars, something like that, it disappears. It doesn't show up because the plugin gets loaded beforehand. There's also other issues where I know tonic bars, all the extensions get messed up and things like that. So yes, there is an issue. I've heard. One of the things that I did check is that if you use the plugin manager that was released by somebody else in the community, that does work. And the potions are there and things aren't, you know, things in the inventory are there. So this is something that is going to have to be corrected on Turbine's site. It's not just you. It's everybody using the plugin manager to load these beforehand.
Do a casual stroll to Mordor. Dodge that bullet. No, you didn't. Merrick's name is Dodge.
Yep.
I'm excited about the new Instance Finder, but I'm wondering how other players, minis especially, handle traits, choosing different roles available to them in the IF. Minis choose either healing or DPS in the Instance Finder. That's what IF is. I'm a West Coast player, and that's pretty late in the evenings when I get in, so I end up soloing most of the time. I'm normally traded as a warrior mini. I just love saying that. However, when I group, I prefer healing. I don't have issues with paying to retrait to heal spec. I don't want to change my traits to healing just in case I get into the group as a healer. Switching back and forth can get expensive. And if I run into the healing spec solo, it feels like I'm throwing wet toilet paper at mobs. It's just enough to annoy them, but not enough to hurt much. Do others have a spec that they run that works for both healing and DPS, even though it isn't optimal? Is there a time to run and retrade after you are assigned a role? That seems a bit rude for those who have waited their 5 minutes to ask for more time to retrade. I've only tried the Instance Finder once, and I choose both healing and DPS. If the Instance Finder couldn't find me a group and put me in the instance as a healer. Luckily, I was still DPS traded, or my soldier and I wouldn't have been able to complete the skirmish. I really love to hear how other players' classes handle the choice of roles and trading. Really enjoy your podcast. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Anil, Officer of Beholders of the Ananuodudel. I've had a glass of wine. Kirkalo server. So I have a kind of a mixed trait spec, but you don't want to follow me, so don't look me up. there are ways to do it. First of all, for your question about having time, you can retreat. You actually can join the instance with everybody, and then it works like instance join. You can hop out, change your traits, hop back in. That happened to me with a champion that was in my group. He was set for DPS. He said, "I'll go change for tanking." He left. Come right back.
Yeah, you can right click your portrait and do leave instance, and then the icon should still be in your alerts, and then you click on that and join right back.
So I asked Frayden, because he's our, he's a better minstrel than I am. And he says he's got a third minstrel and ROI article in a rough draft that he's working on to address this. So help is on the way, but it is possible to heal from the DPS red line if you want to. I would say that especially if you're just doing a three-man, you could probably just stay in your DPS traits and just drop the war speech and start healing.
Okay.
I would think that that would probably be okay, unless you are just way, way better at war speech than I am. And you just don't know how to hit your heal buttons, maybe. But I think that you still can heal with your DPS trait. You won't be as effective. Like, I wouldn't recommend doing some, maybe even six mans might be too much. Definitely do not raid with your DPS as a healer in your DPS line. But it's possible. So there's that. If you're just thrown into a three man, give it a try. If it doesn't work, offer to go retreat.
Bri also throws out, you can also try Protector of Song.
Right. And listen, say there's like a mix, that you can get. We'll see. If Brian wants to send in something, Bryant is a great minstrel as well. So I would trust anything that he says as well. Anyway, so if Brian wants to send in some thoughts, I'll be happy to read them next week. I am a minstrel idiot. You don't want to listen to me.
All right, so this week in player achievements, LB writes, "My doppelganger on the Lenderville server, which I use for the events there, went on a small leveling spree this week and reached level 15 by grinding Frostbluff. Mostly the eating contest. Wait, I get to sum my faith with food and I still get XP from it? I'm in Hobbit heaven."
It's true. Stephen Fry writes, "I've been having fun doing the festival quests. I got my frosty steed and picked to act all three parts of the theater in 1 hour. And I resisted to the urge to play Tor."
Keridan writes, "After a long hiatus from the game, I managed to level my hunter Chrysanth. Chrysanth, short for Chrysanthemum, from 54 to 57. Achieved Master Expert Forester and Master Journeyman Prospector, and completed Volume 1 after starting at Book 4. Thank goodness for Hunter Ports. Now I have a brand new gray horse in addition to the new holiday horse. Did win a triangle eye goat, unfortunately not on this character."
Oh, 2 points for you for remembering when I said they were triangle eyes.
Happy holidays to everyone at Stroll to Mordor. Chrysanth from Windfalla.
Oh, that was great. Islerin writes, "Islerin has both Yule horses and is working on finishing Winter Home Deeds. During one run of the theater, I went AFK for a bit, only to find myself backstage when I got back. Eric! Being a hunter, she's more apt to stay in the shadows. Needless to say, she didn't do well in the spotlight. Lots of tomatoes were flying. Aww. Jangwin, my minstrel, on the other hand, did wonderfully. Being a natural performer, she got the star of the show on her first try. Yay! When not working on Winterhome, I've been slinking back into my two lowest characters, leveling them up to 25. Cappy and Guardian are both 24 presently."
All right. We'd like to thank the following people for their donations. Sharon W.
And Jeff K.
And how can people get a hold of us if they want to?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast at casualstrolltomordor.com or leave us a voicemail at 520-261-CSTM. That's 2786. We're available to follow on both Twitter and on Facebook. You can leave us a review on ZuneTunes or the iMarketplace. We would really appreciate it.
All right.
So listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network Radio, where I will be here slurring my words.
All right. So thank you, everybody, for listening, and have a happy holiday.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everyone. We have to get out of here. If we don't get to bed, Santa Claus is not coming.
That's right.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.